Ezekiel chapter 46. When the prince brings a free will offering to God, whether a burnt offering or a peace offering, the east gate is to be open for him. He offers his burnt or peace offering the same as he does on the Sabbath. Then he leaves, and after he is out, the gate is shut. When the peace sacrifice was presented in thanksgiving, two loaves were also to be presented, one unleavened and one leavened. The peace offering is supremely the symbol of communion based on reconciliation. It is the offering which symbolizes two sides of a great transaction. One of those is that of God, and the other is that of man. God and man are at peace. The Godward side can only be symbolized by that which is unleavened, free from all evil, separated from everything that tends to corruption. On the other hand, there remains in man much of imperfection. This is symbolized by the leavened cakes. The leavened breads illustrate the acknowledgement of guilt. This is always the first step in reconciliation, because the great barrier that keeps anger alive is when we try to justify our actions, usually by blaming others. Case closed. Then he shall go out. After he goes out, the gate shall be shut. Once sin has been confronted, guilt acknowledged, and reconciliation effected, the door is closed. Even today, another door is open. One day, that one will also be closed. Don't delay any longer. The Prince of Peace is on his way.